That's what.
Do you know?
I do not know. One time I went through there, and they were closing it down at 5:30. And then the next time I was going through there, it was when it was supposed to be closed a lot, and it was like 8 o'clock at night, and they were closed. I'm like, you guys are so.
It's hard.
It was closed last night, but well, we tried to go under it, and it was like 8 o'clock, and it was closed. So.
Okay.
And
we turned on.
You don't waste your time.
Are we turned on?
We are
turned on. Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know. I would like to call the May 7th, 2026 Planning and Zoning Meeting to order. And if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
That's really cool to see the photo.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at.
Oh. That was cool. I had never seen that.
Okay, well, clearly we don't need a public forum at this point. And so we need approval of the 4/2/26 meeting minutes. We can have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the 4/2/26 meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then we have the review design review checklist. To review, I don't know if you want to go over it or take it with you. Heidi tried to come up with everything she could think of for a commercial license.
So just take it home and read through it?
Yeah, if you see something you think is missing.
Did she take this straight from, or real similar to what?
I'm sure she looked at other things.
Springdale.
Oh, Springdale?
Has a really good one.
Okay.
Do you know the city that has a good one?
No, I was just wondering where it all.
That's the clerk's best friend, as far as others.
Yeah, she looked through, and I mean, possibly not everything at this point applies to us, but it's probably good to have it in here.
Exactly. Because it may come to apply.
We've all seen.
You've covered all the bases.
Things can change.
Speaking of this, Lindsay Whitehead's son, I don't know his first name, Mr. Whitehead, he came in and just before you got here, and he said he's still working on the questions that you had asked him, and he put himself on the agenda for next month, the June meeting. So he's up there for that. So he won't be on this agenda, though. Heidi reached out to him, and no one called her back.
Okay, well, it's nice he came in and let you know what's going on.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him a couple days ago, measuring and marking a bunch of
stuff. Oh, how you did.
I have a comment.
Okay.
This, you know, ice machine water thing, I have no idea how much water they use, and I'm sure they don't know at this point either. But one thing I think we need to consider, do we want our water to be used commercially in any business, that's their dominant thing that they're using? I realize, like, if you have a restaurant, you have to use water, obviously. But when your main goal is to sell water or ice, is that a concern to us how much they would be using? And if we okay the ice machine, then could some other business come in where they use lots and lots of water?
I think we just need to put limits on it, like our house, you know, you pay so much per gallon, and over that, make it.
Because it will be a commercial water license.
That's what I was going to say. So that's more anyway.
It's more anyway to start with.
Okay. I just worry, because you watch our water from the spring go down, how many gallons per minute we get. It's going down. We're in a severe drought, obviously. I just don't want some big water user to come in and say, well, he's got it, you know.
Yeah.
Sue the city because they can't.
Yeah, when we approve, we'll just have to put some limitations in there, I think, if we approve it.
So.
I would think, anyway. That's a good idea, though.
Just was a concern more.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? David, anything else?
I think she put all everything she could think of in your ingress, egress, lighting,
I didn't see anything, but I'm not.
I get the impression he's going to be pretty easy to work with.
Yeah.
So.
And his is going to be a conditional use permit anyway.
Yeah, so do you want to take this with you and report that next time?
Yeah.
On it?
And then, if there is nothing else, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 10 minutes. See, I'm so glad we came out.
Not a record, but a pretty good one.